The latest version of the American dream goes something like this. Quentin Tarantino, a California video store clerk, keeps peddling his screenplays until somebody finally nibbles. Director Tony Scott films one as True Romance. Oliver Stone uses another as the basis for Natural Born Killers. And Tarantino himself directs Reservoir Dogs, which turns into a cult hit. Now Tarantino directs his own three-part anthology film, which wins the grand prize at the Cannes Film Festival. Is it as good as it's cracked up to be? Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Pulp Fiction.
This is a movie you can fall in love with. It's so rich and generous, so intent on giving an audience pleasure. Tarantino is telling three stories here, but even the links between them are cleverly devised enough to be a source of delight. His setting is an underworld derived from old movies and from the dime suspense novels of the 20s and 30s, the ones that have come to be known as Pulp Fiction. It's a world of hitmen, mob bosses, worn-out palookas, and gun malls out for a thrill. Tarantino's canvas has been painted in lurid comic book colors, with lots of low-angle shots and bold close-ups that make his characters mythic and huge, even when they're saying the funniest things, which they often are. At the age of 31, Tarantino has reinvented movie dialogue in a way that a lot of people are going to imitate for a long time to come. For instance, his two-star hitmen, Vincent, played by John Travolta, and Jules, played by Samuel L. Jackson, enjoy convoluted, almost theological discussions about such arcane matters as the nature of TV pilots and the degree of eroticism involved in a foot massage. At first, the talk seems merely like virtuoso noodling, but the big surprise in Pulp Fiction is the way Tarantino uses his shiny pop surfaces to explore what's underneath them. This movie has scenes of almost infernal darkness and dread. At the same time, it examines the motions of luck, fate, and redemption. As in this scene, in which Samuel Jackson's Jules, the steeliest of professional killers, announces to John Travolta's slightly dumber Vincent that, in light of their recent narrow escape from death, Jules is about to change his life.
Whether or not what we experienced was an according to Hoyle miracle is insignificant. But what is significant is I felt the touch of God. God got involved.
You serious? You really thinking about quitting?
The life?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
What's she gonna do then?
Well, that's what I've been sitting here contemplating. First, I'm gonna deliver this case to Marcellus. Then, basically, I'm just gonna walk the earth.
What you mean, walk the earth?
You know, like Kane in Kung Fu. Walk from place to place, meet people, get in adventures.
They got a name for that, Jules. It's called a bum.
Look, my friend, this is just where you and I differ. If my answers frighten you, Vincent, then you should cease asking scary questions.
In a scene like that, you can hear the joy Tarantino takes in making words dance. In his dialogue, and in his plot, too, you sense him avidly pursuing the next invention, the next twist, like a kid on a scavenger hunt. But Tarantino can enthrall you as deeply when his characters shut up as when they babble. Some of the movie's most entrancing moments occur in two dance scenes, both with Uma Thurman, who plays the gang kingpin's wife. Moments like these have a poignancy that comes from Tarantino's mastery of rhythm and tone. He knows when to hold back as well as when to plunge ahead. He also knows how to direct actors. In Pulp Fiction, Uma Thurman gives the finest performance of her career. Bruce Willis exudes real soulfulness and mystery as a boxer with brains. Samuel Jackson is incandescent. And John Travolta, with his puffy jowls and stringy hair, gives a performance that's so touching and funny and endearing that you walk out playing and replaying bits of it in your head. The movie's over 2.5 hours long. Its best scenes come way too early, and it has 15 minutes in the middle that are puzzlingly dull. In other words, it's far from flawless. But you won't care. Pulp Fiction is a treasure box, and certainly, unless this fall turns out to be a season of miracles, the movie of the year.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.